In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Around Christmas and Easter, you could always count on at least one of the cable channels to Is Christianity Real? Documentary of some kind. Around Christmas, did Jesus really exist, or was he born the way the Gospels said he was? And during Easter, there's many of them, but what has become popular lately, over the last decade or so, is the rehabilitation of Judas Iscariot. Was Judas really that bad a guy? And then they claim to have rediscovered a book of the Bible that was never lost, you know, a so-called Gospel of Judas, which was one of the Gnostic writings, you know, from an early heresy, and has been known since it was written, but rejected because it is false. You know, it wasn't hidden, the church didn't burn it. It was just said, this is nuts, and put it aside. But, you know, people want to rehabilitate Judas because, let's face it, the world wants to tear down the faith. And if you rehabilitate Judas, then you rehabilitate what he did. And maybe Jesus deserved to die. Or maybe Judas was just a really nice guy who was trying to force Jesus' hand or something. All sorts of really goofy things out there. Let's be clear about Judas. Judas handed over Jesus because of money. He wanted money. What does he say? What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? 30 pieces of silver, sold. And so that is why Judas betrayed Jesus. Not out of any high motive, he betrayed him. And yet, Judas did realize what he did was wrong. You know, he returned the money. But there's a difference between regret and repentance. Judas regretted what he did, but he didn't turn back to Jesus. Rather, that in his regret, he committed suicide. It's not the same as repentance. And repentance is necessary for forgiveness and mercy. What does our Lord say of Judas? It would be better for that man if he had never been born. We have very good reason to suppose that Judas is in hell. I know it's common among some modernist theologians to say hell is empty. No, Scripture makes it quite clear that hell is not empty. Now, do we know who's in there? No, other than the devil and his angels. You know, it has not been revealed to us who the inhabitants of hell are, except that you could make a very strong bet the Judas is there, because it says of him, better that he should never have been born. Well, what would that mean? Yeah, you know, that's pretty much sounds like saying he's in hell to me. So remember these things when you hear the nonsense that's going on and being spread these days, even by some of the clergy, and realize what Scripture and tradition has taught us about the betrayal of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.